Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Thursday, April the 4th, 2024, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. Now, Joe brought to my attention some very vital information because we were having a discussion about this solar eclipse on April the 8th. So I'm going to just hand it over to you, Joe, because you know more about what's going on than I do. Go ahead.
All right. What attracted my attention is that Dr. Tenpenny, who was one of the whistleblowers about the COVID event, posted that on April the 8th, the second CERN collider would be started up. In other words, on top is the first collider, on the bottom is a stronger collider. Now, what it does, it gets through magnetism, it gets particles going at almost faster than the speed of light. They collide those particles, and at the moment of explosion, try to take out and get a picture of what is happening so that they can see what happened after the Big Bang Theory. So that gives you an overall thing about what the collider is. However, there are certain occult practices and symbols that were held there in the past what made people suspicious about CERN. Now, Stu had a friend named Otis, who was a super spy. And Otis told Stu, while he was in prison, some of the events that might possibly happen. And so we're going to go into that, but first I want to have Stu back on the microphone, tell the folks who are new listeners the story of Otis and the prophecy that he told you about the San Andreas Fault and the Madras Fault.
Well, Otis, you know, he was the direct assistant to William Casey when he was CIA director. He was Air Force Intelligence. He had three PhDs they gave him. He was in the CIA for years and then transferred over to the NSA, National Security. Then upon his retirement, he was at home working on an NSA computer on his shift, keeping the country safe. He gets a phone call. He was off his shift. He'd gone to bed. He gets a phone call, so he gets up and answers it. It's in the NSA. And they got Russian President Putin on the phone with him. And Otis spoke a fluent Russian. Otis had actually went over as a farmer and to take pictures of the Siberia because it was that sensitive. They needed pictures. And they ran for 6 days and six nights stealing clothes off lines and hitchhiking, etc. And he told me about this. And there was an article hanging in his mother's house that I read on her dining room wall that talked about him going over to Russia as a farmer. Well, they buried him in Ponca City, Oklahoma, after he got the pictures they needed and got into Iran and debriefed for 2 days in the U.S. But he also was involved picking up the Glomar Explorer, and he was Jerry Henderson's partner as well, who had the secret underground house 5 stories below ground in Las Vegas. And if you punch in 007, you'll hear a recording with him talking about going back out to Bluffdale, etc. It's the only time I recorded him. But I got to know him in prison when he was busing the Louisiana governor. Worked in Casey's operation. When Bush found out that he was under protective custody, he put him in prison in the hole in Las Vegas for a year and a half. But when Otis got out, we were friends. And the guy that was a roommate with him was the guy that busted John Gotti because of the money being laundered to Silverado, my ex-father-in-law's business, Neil Bush director. But Otis became a good friend. He confided in me. Now in 2017, before he got murdered, and he was hit with Stonar satellite out of E-Systems, Daddy Bush, Raytheon. And he was working directly for General Flynn, who was National Security Agency underneath Trump. And then General Otis is murdered. 2 weeks later, General Flynn's falsely indicted so they could remove him from his position. Good guy, etc. And they did. And then that DOD former attorney, Department of Defense, she got him off. I forgot her name. She got him off the fake charge he was under. But the point was, as Otis told me in 2017, before they murdered him, about 2 months before, he says, "Stu, don't worry about Mueller. If he doesn't do his job and arrest Hillary for her false dossier on Trump that's causing these congressional stuff, he says, I'm going to be personally putting him in handcuffs, arresting him." Now, Otis had that position. But he was on the phone with Russian Putin, woke up, on the phone with him, and President Putin told him, because he spoke a fluent Russian, he told him, he says, if the United States attacks Syria again, which we were doing with gas attacks upon their people, he says, if that happens again, he says, we're going to drop a nuke in the Azov Fault off the coastline of New York. It's out in international waters. And he said it will cause a tidal wave to hit the east coast of the United States 1,800 feet high, and it would go all the way to the Midwest. That was one threat, that he was on the phone with him. Now, Otis told me that in the CERN, which you're talking about, the super collider, that they had seen that sometime between 2021, towards the end or thereabouts, and 2025, three events would take place. Now, this is the NSA looking in CERN. Said that two stars would hit planet Earth. And he says, two stars, they were not going to be able to stop them. They'll come in, they won't be able to send their flying saucers out, attach rockets to them like they've done to a couple others. They'll hit Earth. And I said, you're talking about Revelations 13, Wormwood and his sister star. He goes, you got that right, Stu, because he was raised as a Christian by his mother and his father. His father was OSS. But here's the point. He said, sometime before 2025, or thereabouts, during the year possibly, a big ball of fire, six times the size of Earth, is going to come whipping around the sun and hit planet Earth. That's next year, folks. They saw this in CERN. So there's the story of Otis Spook Johnson. Punch in 007 Otis Johnson on my website, and you go see the Underground House, his partner that had Grumman Aerospace, Jerry Henderson, and Bush murdered him, and after his murder, Bush took over the place and started renting it out to weddings, and that's the reason there's pictures of the whole place up there on the internet. The press was in there. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Stu, and finish on what Otis told you concerning the Madras Fault and where it's located and what possibly could happen.
Okay, now he told me about, you know, in the Gulf of Mexico, where they had the oil spill, that there's all this gas. There's two gases come up out of there when they, and this was a oil spill 2000, that involving Chevron. And they blew it up intentionally to get the oil out because they needed oil. And they could put the skimmers, the Valdez skimmer in there and a whole bit, suck it up. Well, it leaves a dead zone. And that dead zone, that gas, that methane gas comes up out of there to kill birds, animals, humans, etc. Well, they found out that down near the fault down there in the four corners of Missouri, Illinois, Arkansas, and Tennessee, New Madrid. They found that that on the Tennessee side, that oil vein artery came from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up the Mississippi up to the four corners, to the fault. And then it went from where they drilled the oil out in the ocean and blew it up, it went east, and it wraps itself around the southern tip of Florida. Now, that's all gas. As that gas comes out of there, it has to escape. And if you breathe it, you're dead. One breath of either one of those gases, methane and something else that comes out of there, that they burn on the oil stacks to get rid of it, keep from killing humans. A hole opened up on the Tennessee side of the Mississippi River, and a whole county had to be shut down because someone died. And they found out what it was, methane gas. He breathed it. So they started testing. They found out the place is going to blow up soon because of people's pilot lights in their gas furnaces and pilot lights or their gas, lighting a cigarette, anything. Blow the place up. And, I mean, we're talking a serious nuclear bomb going off if they caught it on fire. So the Tennessee National Guard shut the place down, moved everybody out. The government paid them in secret and moved them from their homes so they wouldn't be in that area. So that whole place is shut down there. All it takes is a match. Now, if someone were to shoot a nuke into that fault line, and they were to shoot a nuke into the fault line in California, it's the end. We're going to have the Scala map open up. Scala map, they call it.
Now, this,
Scala. This is the Gulf of Mexico opening up all the way from the Gulf to the Great Lakes, encompassing Chicago and everything, would all be underwater. Most of Illinois would be, half of Missouri would be, up to Jefferson City, part of Arkansas would be underwater, and a lot of Tennessee. But that's going to open up eventually. And boy, they could do some damage if they popped a bomb down there. It's going to cause some serious rattling and rumbling. It's going to loosen up California too, because that fault line in California, you know, they've shown that some of the mountains out there, the tallest in California, are going to become islands in California. But that's some of the things that you know, people are aware that that's going to come. And Otis was aware that that's going to happen at some point. But go ahead, Joe.
All right. Now, filling in on what Stu is talking about, there were other people that were commenting on CERN. Of course, like I've said, Dr. Tenpenny is one that posted April the 8th, the time of the eclipse. They were going to start up the second CERN. Remember, you have the least powerful one on top, the more powerful one on the bottom. They're going to start up the one on the bottom. The idea is to collide particles at almost the speed of light so that they could see the moment of creation. So that is the reason why the advertised idea of what CERN is. But other people have come in and commented on that. And this is where, in the book of Enoch, Enoch says that St. Michael at the big battle in the galaxy, the fallen angels were taken down and imprisoned into a certain dimension. Now at this time, Stu, tell them what Otis said to you about the reptilian fallen angel.
He said there's 200,000 of them registered with the NSA, and they occupy humans. He said whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law, because when Millman died, Leonard Millman, 2004, he called me up and he said he was dead. He said whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law lived for thousands of years. It lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him, and now it's inhabiting Larry Mizell because he's the chosen one. They choose who's going to be the next one. But he said there's 200,000 of them registered with the NSA under the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement. He said they call them aliens. I said they're not aliens, they're fallen angels. He says I'm in agreement with you, Stu. He said they possess people. But he said there's 200,000 of them registered under this agreement. And in exchange, they gave us the technology that my friend John Lear, test pilot, dead now, but his dad owned Lear Jets. And in 1952, he sold it to the jet company, to his partner, and he built flying saucers for the government, 150 of them between 52 and 1959. And so they gave us space-time, they gave us saucers, flying saucers. They've given us all kinds of technology. Look into space-time. If you go back to Nikola Tesla, the U.S. scientist at the time was working for J.P. Morgan, and look at what he did. He was able to create free energy, and he created space-time, looking into the future, looking into the past, and he created HARP, a form of HARP, creating storms out of nowhere. Anyway, and they shut him down with the government after they had an incident where it killed a colonel and a captain or something out in Colorado Springs, where they set a tower up on Pikes Peak and creating a storm. But anyway, that's some of the stuff. But go ahead, Joe.
All right, now we know who the fallen angels are from the book of Enoch and who they are today. There are people who have commented about CERN, that CERN, one of the other important things that CERN did was to try to get an opening, a vortex that surround, I don't want to say surround, but get a vortex to where it would allow the fallen angel alien to escape. In other words, a rip in time, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when they were able to get out of that dimension by creating a vortex between two universes, maybe they could get out that way. That's just my idea. And get out and then cause havoc like apocalypses. And what if these angels decide to start a war? How would they do that? Well, we have one going on right now with Israel. Maybe they could stir up Israel. Israel shoots missiles at Iran, or Iran shoots missiles at Israel. From there, a war around the world starts with the use of atomic warfare. So let's put a extension on what I'm saying. There is a defensive group that lives in South Africa called Swelanders. And they have a prophecy taken from a Dutch preacher who was, he could read, but he couldn't write, and he had visions. His name was Sinéad Rosenberg, and he made certain prophecies. And what was presented to him were these big haystacks would catch on fire, and they would show him these apocalyptic events. One of them was about the United States and Russia. That being that there would be a man with orange hair that would be elected president of the United States, and after his election, there would be a war between the United States and Russia. Meaning that if Israel is attacked, the United States will come to the aid of Israel. In this case, Russia. So if this were to happen, this war between Iran and Israel, will that and the election of Trump with this, is this then prophecy correct? If it is correct, the United States becomes a less than country. Russia is destroyed. They also, in this prophecy also included that in 3 days, Russia would make all of its way down to Constantinople and claim Constantinople for the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church. So I had thought, how could Russia come down and in 3 days take over all of that? How could they, what would happen with NATO? Well, as it turns out, Germany only has enough ammunition for 30 days. Same thing for France. The United States has ammunition enough for 60 days, and England has only 30 days also. Maybe this is how they wouldn't be able to fight back the way that they would allow, and the Russians would come in and make their way all the way down to Constantinople. That was in also included in the Sinéad Rosenberg prophecies. So what if a war comes about, the missiles are shot off? What if one of those missiles hits the San Andreas fault and hits the mattress fault? Well, Stu explained that. And so this region, starting up with CERN, the bottom collider, is this a way for the angels, the fallen angel aliens, to get out and to cause havoc, called the apocalypse in Revelation 13 and 19. Oh. So there you have it, folks. You have a warning of a possible thing that will happen. Keep your eye on the conflict with Russia and the Ukraine and the United States.
Now, Joe, I was talking to you earlier, and you were aware of it, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, the representative, good-looking girl, what she had to say pertaining to Speaker of the House Johnson, it's Mike Johnson, and she was on Tucker Carlson yesterday. Pretty powerful. I posted up on my website, folks. You can look up there. And she's saying he's blackmailing. He's voting against everything opposite of what he says. It's a hell of an interview. And she said something's got to change. And she recommended that everybody in America kick out all their representatives and senators out of Washington. And she said that includes me. I thought it was a pretty powerful statement coming from an honest congresswoman. Anyway, I just wanted to add that. Joe, you got any last words?
Well, I think at this time you should also comment on what Otis told you about who is possessed and who is not possessed in Congress. Go ahead, Stu.
Well, he said about 60% of them in the Congress are chipped. They've had a chip put behind their ear where they can control them. But he said, remember, there's 200,000 of them that are registered with the NSA, and he says part of them are registered there. And he says there's probably a 5 to 10% of the Congress is possessed by fallen angels. And he said, I said, well, if there's 200,000 of them registered, I said, that means all the world leaders are possessed. He goes, no, Stu, he says, they're not. A lot of them are. But he says, look at Trump. He's not possessed. Now, that's when Trump was in office. He says he's not possessed. He's not evil. He said, like the others are. But he says, it's their aides that read their minds, that give them bad advice, are the ones surrounding the president. So, there you got it, folks. Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, we'll close it now. Just keep your eye on CERN and the events that follow that.
Yep, April the 8th, it begins, folks. It's right around the corner, 4 days away. Joe, thank you very much for coming on with me. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk later.
Have a good one.